Yeah, first of all, thanks for joining us, everybody. And I thought it was an entertaining hockey game where our team competed pretty hard. But, you know, there's a super line on that team that's been tough to deal with over the years. And they certainly were there tonight, you know, getting the first three goals and really changing the entire complexion of the game. But, you know, tip our cap to Northeastern, another win and another, you know, chance to play for a Beanpot title. But as I said, I was proud of our kids. I thought they put in a real good effort and gave ourselves a chance, you know, thanks to their efforts and maybe the young lady to my right.
Yeah.
If you say your name and well, you're with.
James Garrison, Daily Free Press. Andrea, definitely a tough challenge going up against Northeastern, but it seems like you guys met it head on. So could you just talk a little bit about the mentality going into the game?
Yeah, I mean, coming in from like a, you know, winning streak now, we like got into that game with a lot of confidence. We knew it's not going to be easy. We knew we're not like meant to win. We knew we're the underdogs, but we really like got into the game with, you know, with a chip on our shoulder, and we wanted to win. We wanted to like compete 60 minutes to give us a chance to win. And I think that's how we played. We played 60 minutes. We played really hard 60 minutes. We fought till the end. At the end, you know, didn't work out for us, but I'm really proud of my team of how they helped me out too on the ice, and you know, it really gave us a chance until the end. So I'm really proud.
Emma Healy with the Boston Globe. For both of you, this game looked totally different from your last matchup with Northeastern. What changed between then and now, and how did you make that progress?
I mean, systematically, we probably taken the middle of the rink away. We made one change there a while ago, a few weeks back, and that certainly helped us. But I think sort of the attention to detail defensively, that's where we have experience. We have a pair of very good goaltenders, but we still were giving up that one more than we needed to. And I think those are two things that have helped us a lot. And I got to give a lot of credit to the leaders on the team and the team themselves, that they've hung together in a tough time. You know, when your record isn't where you want it to be, you know, they're not pointing fingers at each other or, you know, complaining. They're trying, and I think they've been building, you know, the last 6-7 games. And so again, we've got to try to take the positive out of this one and be ready to go for the last few regular season games and certainly the playoffs.
Andre, Alina Muller got one past you. Was it weird seeing her coming down the ice to shoot on you, seeing you're knowing each other?
I mean, I really hoped she wouldn't score today, but hey, it didn't work out, huh? No, you know, it's always fun to play against teammates. Like, we've known each other for so many years now, and it's always really fun. It's always a really, really good competition to, you know, like, play against her, and it's always really fun. And, you know, it's just, I don't want to treat her different, you know, since, like, we've known each other. She's still, like, you know, an opponent to me. So I tried my best to, you know, keep her and keep the whole team off the scoreboard, but you got to give credit to her. That was a really, really nice shot. So, you know, really deserved that goal.
Andrea, great to do that with Nessen. Did you have conversations with her heading into, you know, tonight's game? And just kind of what were those conversations like if you did have them?
I did meet her before warm-ups. And we just, you know, give each other a hug and said hi and said good luck to each other. And then that's it, basically. And then we after the game, we had a short conversation, you know, just wishing each other, like, good luck for next games because, you know, they're playing for their Beanpot next week. So, you know, we've known each other for a while now, so we don't really have to say that much to each other. We know that we love each other. And it's just, you know, it's just great seeing her out there. And, you know, I wish her all the best.
Coach DeRocher, Kat from the Boston Globe. Clara Yoon had three shots today, and she's really come on strong the past couple of weeks. What are you seeing out of her game? How has she stepped it up?
Yeah, I think that the beginning of the year, she came out of the gate in real good fashion, and then I think got sort of lulled into thinking this was too easy. And also, I think, you know, the everyday wear and tear that you go through, particularly as a freshman, you know, how to take care of yourself, how to take care of school. She needed to learn a little bit of that. And I think once she came back from the holidays and, you know, we tried to simplify it, get her out of the middle of the rink and put her on the wing, it took a little responsibility off her. And I think it has allowed her to play that sort of strong power wing type of game. And, you know, she, as you said, had some chances. We just needed maybe one more to get over that goal line.
Gracie Davenport with WTBU. Andrea, obviously not the result you wanted, but you made 41 saves in your first bean pot. What do you take from this as you head into BC this weekend?
Oh, you know, it was an incredible experience. I'm so proud to, you know, represent BU at such a traditional, like, really, really prestigious tournament. And, you know, making 41 saves, you know, at the end you didn't win, but it was, like, for me, I'm happy of how that game went overall for the team, like, how we played as a team, as a unit out there and for 60 minutes. I'm really proud that we did that. At the end, it's still sad that we didn't win because, you know, you always want to go for it and always want to, you know, win the whole thing. So that's still kind of devastating. But at the end, it was a great experience, and I'm really happy that I was able to experience that once in my life.
For Coach Greg Dudek with Nesson, just how do you game plan for Northeastern's top line where they can do so many different things? And is that a line you kind of mentioned over the years that you kind of lost some sleep on just for how much they're able to do on the ice?
Yeah, definitely lost some sleep. And in the early years, the first couple of years, we did seem to have just a whisker better luck, and maybe that's because there were two parts, no disrespect to the third person that was there, but you know, Chloe and Alina are fantastic players, and you know, all of a sudden Maureen Murphy shows up and she skates just as well, she shoots a puck just as well and makes it a tough line to deal with. So as far as game plans go, you know, we try to get what we think is the right matchup, but we also talk to them about understanding when those kids are on the ice, you better get next to somebody fast and stay with them. And, you know, you can't take a millisecond off because you're not going to catch them if you give them a lead, you know, and I'm talking skating wise and carrying a puck. So credit to them that they're talented and not just talented on this league stage, but on the international stage.
Yeah, Coach Brooke obviously finds the back of that. Just how has her progression been this season?
Good. You know, she's played in a lot of roles. She's had responsibility here. And like anybody, she's got her ups and downs, you know, maybe some decisions that are made here or there. But she competes so darn hard that I hope if nothing else rubs off, that her compete every single day rubs off on our team and is a focal point of this team, you know, going forward.